Hi, I'm Pat Rulo, author, speaker, and radio host of Speak Up Talk Radio. I'm local and vocal when it comes to healthcare safety. If you need a life-changing topic and speaker for your next event, call me, 440-725-5462, or visit speakupandstayalive.com. Patient safety is your right, so don't go wrong. Let me share what I know with your group, 440-725-5462, or visit speakupandstayalive.com.
Hot. Bring the heat. And now, your host, Pat Rulo.
Welcome to Speak Up Talk Radio. I am your hostess, Pat Rulo, where each week I share talk-worthy topics that seldom see the light of day. As a leader in the patient safety world, I now extend my advocacy to include what many consider to be fringe topics. Topics that affect our health, our lives, our futures, and our sanity. So enjoy the next few minutes as I entice you to join me to become the voice for informed choice. Today, I'm going to get back to the roots of my roots and share some oh-so-typical patient experiences I've had the non-pleasure to encounter, all in 1 week, and most of it in 1 day. Somehow, I spend most of my time shaking my head in bewilderment. Isn't that such a fun word to say, bewilderment? Actually, it's from the 1680s, from the prefix be, which means thoroughly, and the archaic wilder means to lead astray, lure into the wilds, probably a back formation of wilderness. I often feel like I am in the wilderness, all alone in a wild and uncultivated region inhabited only by wild animals, or in this case, people who simply don't want to have a clue when it comes to dealing with other people in a sane and civilized way. Wow, off to a great start, aren't we? So the patient experience, so many definitions, but basically, it is all of the interactions a patient encounters from an organization such as a hospital or a doctor's office, from phone calls to front desk to nurse to doctor encounters to treatment. It's all about quality of care, perceived care, hard skills, empathy. Bottom line, it's everything down to a single word uttered by a healthcare provider to the facial expression on a staff member's face as he or she attends to you. Healthcare organizations work diligently to make this, as they call it, a strategic goal. And for the life of me, I don't know why it's so hard to accomplish. Hospitals have patient experience officers, conventions, studies, webinars, meetings. They wax eloquent on the definition of the patient experience and on and on and on when it quite simply comes down to people behaving like decent, caring human beings while in the presence of a patient. I mean, how hard is it to be considerate? Anyway, my story starts with Bob attempting to make a follow-up visit with his primary care physician. A phone call to the office put him on hold for over 30 minutes. Wrong. The person answering the phone could not make the appointment and connected him to someone else. Wrong. This person could not make the appointment either and told him that she would call him back. Wrong. 2 weeks later, no one called back. So Bob once again called the office only to be put on hold for a bizarre amount of time, all the while listening to bad music, occasionally interrupted by some mumbo about how the ABC hospital values you as a patient and strives for, you know the drill. Then back to the music. Well, once again, when a live human arrived at the other end, she once again didn't have the capability to make an appointment. So much for an appointment line. Wrong. But she promised to call back, which she once again never did. Well, Bob didn't really want to go anyway and would have played this game with them for a long time, so that's when I finally intervened. I went online to his patient portal, where you can supposedly make an appointment online. only to find that it was not possible to do so. Wrong. So I used the email page to send a polite but pointed message to the doctor's office using the words patient experience and a few other speak up and stay alive vernacular, and voila! Within 45 minutes, the phone rang with someone at the other end who actually could make an appointment. Now, this hospital system touts itself as king of the patient experience. Well, based on what I'm telling you, what would you say? I thought so. Well, then a few days later, the phone rang. I picked it up, only to get an automated robot voice saying, "This is a message from the ABC Hospital for Patricia Rialuel. Based on your age and health status, you are at risk for influenza. Please schedule an influenza vaccine at your earliest convenience." Oh, how innovative. Phone-based interventions to improve immunization coverage. How non-personal is this phone-fluenza? I'm sure they're texting people too. Text-fluenza, using technology to promote flu vaccinations. Well, I'm sorry. I don't appreciate this interruption to scare me into getting injected with who knows what to prevent something that probably doesn't even exist. And by the way, my last name is not Sorry, not me. Wrong person. Secondly, my age and health status? Well, I have zero negative health status. So exactly what health status are they referring to? Oh, that's right. It's not really me because I'm not Patricia. Well, I'm not going to even get into the whole vaccine debate, but after this phone call, I'm left feeling like they could give a rat's patootie about my health, but rather are more interested in selling another vaccine. And I resent that. They can't make an appointment with someone who calls twice, gets put on hold for a lifetime, but lets jangle their phone during dinner to mispronounce their name and attempt to scare them into getting a vaccine they most likely do not need. Well, how's that for the patient experience? Now, if you want to push the vaccine narrative in a patient-centric manner, well then, have a real person call. "Hi, this is Vaccine Veronica from the ABC Hospital. Is this Patricia Rialuel?" Oh, sorry, did I pronounce that correctly? "Well, I'm calling today to remind you the importance of blah, blah, blah," to which we can have a real human interaction. But the meetings go on, the patient experience conferences and conventions continue, and the rhetoric continues to spew. Exhausting. Well, on to the next. So recently, I've been seeing floaters and flashing in my left eye to the point that I felt it prudent to call my eye doctor. So I called the office and the gal said the doctor is out of the country and asked if I had seen a retina specialist. I told her no, and she said she would call the doctor to see what he suggested. She called right back and said to go see a retina specialist. "Okay," I replied. "Can you refer me to someone the doctor routinely uses or suggests?" "Let's see," she said. "You were here 4 years ago. Have you seen another eye doctor since then?" No, I am not cheating on the doctor. My eyes have been fine, so I have had no need to visit any eye doctor." "Well," she said, "I cannot share any suggestions of a retina specialist with you since you haven't been here in 4 years." Wrong. My mom was there last year, and I referred her to the doctor, and he removed a cataract, and he referred my mom to a retina person. She passed away, so I can't ask her who she saw. I'd like to have an appointment with the same person, I told her. "Well, I can't tell you that, since you haven't been here in 4 years. To which I replied, "So what, I'm on my own here?" "Yes," she said. Well, I stood looking at the phone in shock, said goodbye, and hung up. Now, this is my eye doctor, my mom's eye doctor, and I just got done referring two friends to him. I'm clearly having a problem and need some guidance. Now, I get it if I were a random caller and not a previous patient, but what? I have to come in every year for no reason just to get some service? Punished for not spending money with you? Am I out of line here, or is this wrong? Now, just as I went to bat for Bob, when he couldn't make an appointment, he went to bat for me when I told him what happened with this eye doctor. He said, well, now that is ridiculous. We just got done referring two people who just saw this doctor last week. So here we are referring people to him, but he can't refer a specialist to us. So he picked up the phone, called the office, and spoke nicely, obviously, to the gal who answered the phone. And she said, oh, I have no idea about anything like this. Doesn't sound like a good policy in place, but I guess that's our policy. And yak, yak, yak. But no better outcome than I had. But at least he made the phone call and spoke up. So I went to my desk and Googled and dialed until I found the retina specialist group who helped my mom. I told the gal who answered the phone about my situation, and we made an appointment for 3 weeks later. Hopefully my retina doesn't detach by then. Anyway, being a person who practices what they preach, I asked this gal a very simple question. What is the charge for this initial visit?
How much is that?
A reasonable question, yes. She hurriedly responded, we won't know until we submit it to insurance. I chuckled a bit and said, really? You have no idea what you charge? She didn't respond. Well, I continued, I have a $1,600 deductible that I've never used, so it's not going to go through insurance, so I'll have to pay for this visit out of pocket, and I'd like to know what to expect.
How much is that?
Angrily, she shot back at me. Anywhere from $80 to $400. Whoa, what a range. Well, I asked, is there a charge just to walk into your office?
How much is that?
She yelled at me. She said, I said, anywhere from $80 to $400. Whoa, Nellie. And what is your name? I asked her. Kim. Okay, Kim, let me write that down. Well, I guess she figured out that she was rude and that I was going to get her in some sort of trouble. And she went on to explain, well, certain tests cost certain amounts and different amounts. And I don't know what tests they'll have. And yakety yak. Well, thanks, Kim. Goodbye. Once again, am I crazy? Why is price transparency like pulling teeth with tweezers? Seriously, I wouldn't buy a car without knowing the price. Just deliver it to my driveway and send me a bill. I wouldn't buy anything without knowing the price, and nowhere except in this insane healthcare world is price transparency an issue. And people scratch their heads in other places, wondering what's wrong with our healthcare system.
We need to start looking for price transparency in healthcare. We need to have some disruptive innovation in healthcare driven by patients. And here's a really disruptively innovative idea. Wait for it, folks. Oh, crap. Come on. How much is that?
Well, if I didn't need to see someone before the next century, believe me, I wouldn't do business with this group. But I will relay what happened to the doctor when I see him. Why do businesses put their least trained, intolerant people at the front desk and on the phones? What a simple answer to the patient experience. Find a normal human being who knows what's going on, who likes people, who knows how to communicate, train them up and down, pay them well, and then set them free to make the first impression. And again, voila, the first step of the patient experience journey is solved. Well, now, on this very same day, I had a vet appointment for my two newest 15-week-old rescue kittens just to make sure they were healthy, but mostly to establish a relationship with a veterinarian hospital I discovered that's only 15 minutes away from my home. I do have a current vet whose office is a 45-minute drive, which isn't bad for me, but when you have a sick or scared cat in the backseat carrier, the shorter the ride, the better. So a week before the appointment, Bob and I took a ride over to the office to check it out. It was quite an operation, large, clean, and somewhat friendly. I inquired, as usual, about pricing. How much is it for an initial kitten wellness visit? And again, as usual, and come on, Pat, why do you always expect a different reaction? The gal behind the counter looked glassy-eyed and, I don't know, here's the price list. I guess you can look at it. Okay, I said, after looking at the sheet. $40 for a new visit. That's right, she replied. So I made an appointment for my two new friends, Sunny and Jojo. Well, a week later, we arrived at the office, and upon walking in, I thought I had entered the Quicken Loans arena. What a bad name, huh? People were talking at the top of their lungs, dogs were barking, kids were shouting and running about. A giant sheepdog spewed vomit all over the floor, and here we sat for 20 minutes with two tiny, frightened cats. Now, this is a huge place, fairly newly built. How patient-centric would it be if they had built a cat's entrance and a dog entrance, with the rooms divided? These poor animals are already stressed before they even get there without all the cacophony. Ooh, another great word, a harsh, discordant mixture of sounds. But it is a simple solution to show clients that you actually understand from an animal's point of view. Well, as we endured the noise, I realized that we were witnessing a vaccine mill, if you will. The gals behind the desk shouted at each human as they waited with their pets to see the doctor. Do you want a Bordetella vaccine today? Do you want a Lyme's disease vaccine today? Distemper, hepatitis, leptospirosis, parvo, parainfluenza? How about, would you like fries with that? How about supersizing? Well, some of the humans were clearly annoyed with these non-doctors pushing these various vaccines because I heard several of them respond, I don't know yet. I'd like to visit with the doctor first before I make that decision. Unreal. Well, once in the exam room, we waited, cold and shivering, until the doctor and assistant came in. I explained that we have 13 cats and are looking to establish a long-term relationship with someone close by. Well, they rapidly did their thing. I gave them each my business card to share my 11 cats radio program, thinking they, of all people, would be interested. Well, they accepted the cards as if I had handed them a wet piece of cheese. They said, "Oh," and set the cards on the side table. Well, I moved on and asked if they would clip the kitten's nails, which took all of 20 seconds for both of them. Now, big mistake, shame on me. I did not ask,
"How much is that?"
My usual vet includes this brief service at no charge, so stupid me, I just assumed. 9 minutes later, we were out the door. Bob brought the cats into the car, and I went to the counter to pay my $80. As I stood there with my four $20 bills in hand, the vet assistant came out, carrying the two business cards I shared with her and the doctor. She looked at the gal at the desk and asked, "What should I do with these?" She didn't know that I was standing right there. In fact, I don't even think she would have recognized me. That's how indifferent she was during the exam. As if she were holding time bombs, the desk gal said, I don't know, just leave them here. To which I thought, how nasty and obviously disinterested. If that were me and a client said, "Here's my card," and being a vet who should be interested in all things pet related, I would have checked out the website for sure when I had a moment. But that's me. Well, I was jostled out of my bewilderment when the gal behind the desk said, "That will be $140 for today." I came in last week and was told that the office visit is $40 each. "Oh no," she said, "it's $50 each because you didn't give them any vaccinations today. It's only $40 if you pay for vaccines." Again, with the vaccines. Punished if you don't get a precious money-making vaccine. "And the other $40, you ask?" You got it. For the 20 seconds it took to trim a tiny kitten's nails. Once again, bewildered, I tell you, I mumbled, paid them, and got the heck out of there, never to return. Now again, is it just me? Or if you owned a pet hospital and some sucker walked in and said, "I have 13 cats and want you to be their vet," wouldn't you trim a few nails for free and say, "Hey, we look forward to doing business with you"? Instead, let's gouge them for all we can. And don't touch their business cards. You might get cooties. So short-sighted. I mean, couldn't they have said, "I'd be happy to trim the nails, but we charge $20 per cat. I mean, at least give a person a choice." Can you imagine how much money it cost them to steal that extra $60 from me that day? I have a cat right now who needs a vet visit. And with 13 cats, I'm positive I will always have a need. A little generosity and real human behavior on their part would have sealed the deal. Vets for life. wrong. So we're back to the patient experience. It's what it's all about. And it comes at you from every encounter, every word, every staff member, every look, everything is the patient experience. So elusive and mysterious. Wrong. How about so simple and easy? If you are a genuine human being with a heart, with feeling for what you do, who cares? It is simple to create a positive patient experience. But instead, we have institutions with agendas, money-hungry and oh so short-sighted that they get in their own way. Fancy websites and brochures tout how much they care, all gone to waste when the first person opens his or her mouth. So I share this with you today because I realize once again that healthcare is not getting any better when it comes to the patient experience, and obviously, pet care is no different. Sadly, I don't think we're going to find improvement, ever. As long as money drives the bus instead of common sense and compassion, we as consumers are stuck with head shaking and bewilderment. But that doesn't mean we should give up, but rather we should speak up. Let your providers know when they perform poorly. Don't do business with them. Hit them where it hurts. Their back pocket. Make some noise. Tell a friend. Wear a sign. Whatever. Instead of bewildered, let's be wild.
Listen to Pat Rulo and stay safe from little-known healthcare and hospital hazards. To learn more, go to speakupandstayalive.com. That's speakupandstayalive.com.
Hi there, I'm Gina Murphy-Darling, the voice of Mrs. Green on the airwaves. Mrs. Green's World is a global movement of ideas and actions made up of people who care about their own health and the health of this planet. If you're interested in things like clean water, clean air, clean oceans, or would like to know more about just what it means to live a sustainable life, you will love to hear what our guests from all over the world have to say. Please visit our website at mrsgreensworld.com to learn more and to become a part of our world.
Did you know that over 70 hospitals nationwide are using essential oils to fight germs, improve mood, and reduce stress? I'm Pat Rulo, radio host of Speak Up Radio, with a new line of essential oils called Tiny Drops. Now you too can have access to these amazing natural health options. For example, you can use lavender to reduce stress, sweet orange to improve your mood, peppermint to improve focus and energy and alleviate those headaches. Tiny Drops, big results. Visit tinydropseo.com. That's right. Essential oils can help not only with all types of health issues, but they are also helpful for things like stress and anxiety. And based on my conversation today, anytime you have to deal with the healthcare world, you'll certainly be faced with all kinds of nonsense that stresses you out. And that's why we offer roller balls, handy little containers that fit in your purse or pocket, portable relief anytime and anywhere. Just roll on your head, neck, wrists, anywhere really, for instant relief. We have blends for all kinds of situations. Bliss to lift your mood. Chill to relieve stress. Melt for anxiety. We have one for headaches, nausea, stuffy nose. So many and so fun, and they are only $10 each. And they come in a handy black pouch with a hand-selected river rock that you can use to help with meditation. We even have a blend called Speak Up, our empowering blend to bring out your moxie. Use whenever you want an extra touch of confidence, like when your doctor won't answer the question, how much is that? You can order online at tinydropseo.com. The EO stands for essential oils, so it's tinydropseo.com. Or call and leave a message on my radio studio line, 440-725-5462. That is 440-725-5462. There are so many fun blends to choose from. Plus, you can also get single oils, lavender or lemongrass, eucalyptus, tea tree, sweet orange, frankincense, clove bud, and peppermint. And the website tinydropseo.com also has a page with many specific health issues and what oil works best for those problems. For example, arthritis? Use frankincense and orange. psoriasis and eczema, use tea tree and lavender. And you'll find it all at tinydropseo.com or call 440-725-5462 and leave me a message on the radio studio line. Well, my friend, I think we are out of time, but I will be back next week with more to share with you. Same time, same place, but never the same information. Until then, I hope you have a healthy and a happy week, free from bewildering patient experiences. I am Pat Rulo, and I am the voice for informed choice. Are you in the market to purchase a home? Are you thinking of selling yours? Well, I've personally worked with the McCaskey team. They're conveniently located on Chardon Square. Give them a call, 440-773-5542. 440-773-5542. Ask for my friends Dan or Terry, or visit their website, McCaskeyTeam.com. That's McCaskeyTeam.com. McCaskeyTeam.com. Are you looking for a speaker for your next event who's fun, fast-paced, enlightening, and did I mention life-saving? Then you need me, Pat Rulo, healthcare safety expert, patient advocate, and radio host. Visit speakupandstayalive.com or call 440-725-5462. Stay safe from little-known healthcare and hospital hazards. Call 440-725-5462 or visit speakupandstayalive.com.